bet on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. It is Thursday, March 20th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of Washington, D.C. federal government things right out of the gate. President Donald Trump released the JFK files. People are going through them. I just posted a video on my Twitter X account, Trucker Randy, absolutely confirming so many of the quote-unquote conspiracy theories that have been out there for years. Well, we knew, we're not stupid, we knew there was no way Oswald was the lone shooter. We knew the CIA was behind it. They hated Kennedy. In retaliation of the Bay of Pigs fiasco, in dealing with Cuba, Russia, the nuclear warheads that they were building and putting in Cuba, Kennedy standing up to Khrushchev, the whole package is coming out now. And there's one person to thank, Donald J. Trump. Back in 2017, it was the time limit had expired to protect those files. Donald Trump said he was going to release the files. JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King, all of it. Well, listening to his advisors in his first term, talked him out of it, claiming national security. Techniques that were in place being used by the CIA, the FBI, military. People probably like Jeff Sessions, his joke of an attorney general, the Justice Department, the military, the neocons, the war industrial complex. All of them convinced Trump not to do it back in 2017. Well, guess what? This is Donald Trump's last 4 years of being our president. Donald Trump is completely doing his agenda without listening to Washington insiders. Donald Trump is without a doubt going to be the most transformative president in the history of the United States over this next 4 year period. 2025, 26, 27, and 28 will change America. Donald Trump is signing an executive order later this afternoon to eliminate the Department of Education. Basically putting Linda McMahon on notice that you're going to work to dismantle and shut down and eliminate your department and be put out of a job. This is, without a doubt, folks, going to be such a different four-year presidency that we've never seen before in our lives. And it started yesterday, continuing today, day after day after day. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Well, I guess winter's back a little bit. Looked at the weather forecast last night. Less than an inch of snow. So I didn't bother to put the windshield covers on the vehicles. Went to bed. Woke up this morning. 2 to 3 inches on the ground. Trees are covered. ground is covered, the deck is covered, the vehicles are covered. You know, love to be a weatherman. I'll just say anything you want. You don't have to be accurate. Doesn't matter. Oh, well, I have to clean off the vehicles. One of the things that I noticed that's happening, and this is so very, very, very interesting. Elon Musk, folks, was the darling of the progressive left socialist Green New Deal, AOC. Everybody loved Elon Musk. Absolutely loved the guy. Well, guess what? Now they loathe him. Absolutely hate Elon Musk. Why? Because he came out publicly and endorsed Donald Trump, number one. Number two, is volunteering his time to investigate, inspect, audit these bureaucratic federal agencies and departments, making recommendations to Donald Trump to sign executive orders that will eventually be turned into legislation, with the Republicans having the control of the House and the Senate right now. They are literally vandalizing Teslas, their dream vehicles, the top flagship electric vehicle, EV, on the planet. They're vandalizing people's Teslas, setting them on fire at dealerships, spray painting his dealerships, doing all kinds of things. But there's one thing they are too stupid to understand. Elon Musk has cameras everywhere, from all kinds of different angles, at every one of his dealerships. They literally not only have the full frontal pictures of these domestic terrorists, but they're so stupid, they literally drive their vehicles to the dealership, exposing their license plates. Pam Bondi, Donald Trump's attorney general, working with Kash Patel of the FBI, are going to arrest and prosecute these domestic terrorists. And that's the laws under which they are going to prosecute them. Being a domestic terrorist is a minimum of a 20-year prison sentence. Minimum. No early parole. You are going to prison for 20 years. They've already arrested like three or four of them as of last night. And Bondi said they will go after anybody. They don't care who they are. They don't care what they do. If they do any act of domestic terrorism, you will be prosecuted. No excuses, no plea deals, not happening. Why? Because he is volunteering his time to advise President Trump of all the waste, fraud, and abuse and absolute corruption that has been going on in our federal government for decades. This goes all the way back to JFK. Why do I say John F. Kennedy? Because he, in good faith, at the time, created USAID, United States Aid, as being goodwill ambassadors to provide food, disaster relief, anything people needed around the world, they could rely on the United States. Sometimes parachuting pallets of supplies into war-torn areas, disaster areas, maybe didn't even have an airport a runway where the planes could land, they literally would drop ship food, medical equipment, supplies into these areas with a big U.S. aid label on it. Why? Because we wanted the world to know that the United States, number one, was wealthy. The most prosperous country in the world is here to help you. When those people had nothing to eat, they would look at these pallets with U.S. aid on them, open them up, and find food at a time when they were literally starving. What happened over the years? The evildoers, the progressive socialist communist one world globalists, took over that agency and made it a slush fund for themselves. The amount of waste and dollars was absolutely amazing that Elon Musk found. Showed it to President Trump, and he said, that's it. I'm shutting it down. We're defunding it. We are done doing it. As President of the United States, I will decide who gets aid and help and who doesn't. We are not going to waste millions and millions and millions of dollars for some of the things that they have been spending it on, unabated, folks. Without any oversight, without anybody truly, truly knowing what they were doing and where the money was going and how it was being spent, not anymore. Under this new president in his last term, with Elon Musk's help, is uncovering all this garbage, all of it. And guess what? The liberal heads are exploding. AOC whining. I mean, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And one thing you have to understand, he's not stopping. Donald Trump was on with Laura Ingraham last night. She got a tour of the Oval Office, had a sit down with the president. Asked him point blank, what about these liberal judges trying to give opinions, court orders to stop you from doing what you're doing? He deported these gang members, shipped them off to El Salvador. Well, one of Obama's judges ordered the planes to be turned around and bring those criminal gang members back to the United States. Sorry, Judge, too late. We're over international waters and we don't have to do what you say. Now the judge gives them until Friday, tomorrow, to provide him with the flight logs to see when the planes actually took off. And in fact, where were they when he put out his opinion, his court-ordered decision? Donald Trump's like, I'm not giving him the records. National security, I'm the president. I don't have to share anything with anybody. All these other judges trying to block his executive orders. Well, he's going to appeal them. And he's confident that as it goes through the court process, his orders are standing. They don't freeze his executive orders. His executive orders are still active and ongoing while it goes through the appellate court process. He kind of half-heartedly laughed when he told Laura Ingraham that I'm going to appeal their decisions and that could take years. He's already said he's willing to take these all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Do you know how long it takes to get a case? If you're an attorney for Donald Trump, and you want to slow walk an appeal, you take right up to the last minute of a deadline to file the appeal. Then, when you prepare for the appellate court argument, you drag your feet. Donald Trump will be done with his presidency on January 20th of 2029. 3 years and 10 months from today. January 20th of 2029, after the 28th presidential election, he will be walking away from the White House once and for all. He will be done. Per our Constitution, two terms, he's done. 45 and 47. I'm going to predict that some of these cases may not even have been heard by the United States Supreme Court by the time he leaves. That's how slow walking they are going to do these judgments. And the liberal heads are exploding. Well, too bad, people. Just following the laws, following the Constitution. I'm the president. I'm signing executive orders. Hopefully some of these get codified into statute by the Republican-controlled House and Senate. And honestly, if you guys don't do it, Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, it's on you. And your U.S. congressman in the House and your Republican senators in the Senate, it'll be your fault if you don't codify and make permanent these executive orders. And guess what? We will remember in next year's 2026 election. We're serious, people. We, the people, want Donald Trump's agenda to be carried out by our U.S. congressmen and our U.S. senators. And if you're not going to do it, then get the hell out of office. If you're not going to lead and codify these executive orders into statute, then get out of office. Let somebody in there that will do it. We're not going to reelect you to continue to be a wimp, kicking the can down the road, not doing the people's business. Donald Trump's doing the people's business. We want you to support him. It's that simple. There's no reason or excuse not to do what Donald Trump wants. He's the president, he's the leader of the Republican Party, and he is doing what needs to be done to fix this country. I'm blown away. That interview that Laura Ingraham unveiled or played on her show last night. And one thing, by the way, the original Declaration of Independence, the one that was actually signed, Donald Trump had hung in the Oval Office. It's covered up with black curtains, making sure the light doesn't bleach it out. He hung the original Declaration of Independence in his office. Absolutely love it. On the hour news break of hour number one, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.